As long as there has been human civilization, there has been war. Ancient, medieval, and modern accounts highlight the complete and utter devastation wrought by armed conflict. How is it possible, then, that through the ravages of war, the Jewish people were able to strengthen their tradition and create one of the most quintessential books of their religious faith? Most religions have a central book that captures the arc of their beliefs and teachings. For the Jewish people, this book is the Talmud. Serving as the architecture for Jewish religious law, the Talmud is a chronicle of debates held by generations of spiritual leaders and teachers called rabbis. In biblical times, these debates were held in the Temple of Jerusalem, focusing on philosophy, law, and how best to interpret the Hebrew Bible. The shocking part is that back then, none of the debates were recorded. All of the knowledge and wisdom gathered through them was kept alive in the minds of the rabbis, being passed down to further generations only through speech. This is called the oral tradition. The system of oral tradition preserved the teachings of the Talmud without any problem. However, trouble was on the horizon. In 66 AD, the Jewish people's homeland of Judea was ruled by the Roman Empire, more specifically, the Roman procurator Gessius Florus. After receiving less tax money from Judea than he felt was owed, Gessius Florus ordered his troops to seize silver from the holiest site in the Jewish world, the Temple of Jerusalem. This act ignited explosive opposition to the Romans, to which Gessius Florus responded by massacring thousands of Judeans. A full-scale rebellion ensued, and while the Roman troops were undeniably strained by the Jewish resistance, their military might proved too strong to fend off. By 70 AD, most of Judea had been destroyed, and only Jerusalem was still standing. Under the direction of the Roman general Titus, a massive army of 60,000 soldiers attacked Jerusalem with the sole purpose of razing it to the ground. Despite being greatly outnumbered, the Jewish resistance was able to keep the Roman onslaught at bay for over 5 months. The mixture of Jerusalem's defensive walls and the passionate fighting of the Jewish soldiers made it extremely difficult for the Romans to lay siege to the city. Although they fought courageously, the Roman war machine wore down the Jewish resistance and eventually broke through the walls of the city. Jerusalem was completely demolished by the ruthless Roman army. Witnesses remarked that nothing was left that could ever persuade visitors that it had once been a place of habitation. Widely regarded as one of the most disastrous events in Jewish history, the destruction of their capital city required the Jewish people to reimagine how they preserved their culture. Facing the uncertainty of having no temple, no central meeting place for the continued debate of the Talmud, rabbis abandoned their oral tradition and began documenting the teachings of the Talmud in writing. This would ensure its survival should their people ever endure being separated from each other. The story behind the writing of the Talmud is a lesson in overcoming adversity. It is a window into the strange relationship between destruction and creation, and how sometimes a terrible loss can have a silver lining. As the saying goes, necessity is the mother of invention.